This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari on Tuesday evening said Israel's defense forces are currently fighting in Khan Yunis, what he called the capital of Hamas in the southern Gaza Strip. Israel's military pushed deeper south Tuesday in Gaza after it called for more evacuations in the southern portion of the enclave in pursuit to wipe out the territory's Hamas rulers. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United States is imposing a visa ban on Israeli settlers engaged in West Bank violence against Palestinians. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
The State Department announced on Tuesday that it is beginning to impose travel bans on dozens of extremist Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank who have been implicated in a series of recent attacks.
We have made clear we think that when the facts support it, people should be prosecuted if they've committed acts of violence. And so we've taken the actions that we, the United States government, can take.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the action is coming now because the Israeli government has not taken sufficient action to rein in such violence. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration said on Tuesday it made a new and significant offer aimed at securing the release of American detainees Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich, but Russia has rejected the offer. Spokesman Matthew Miller did not reveal the details of the offer nor why Russia had turned it down, but the revelation of the proposal was the fresh indication that Washington is continuing to try to negotiate with Moscow to try to get both men home.